What's going on, y'all? I'm going to be sharing with you four things in overcoming pride in spiritual life as a Christian. Pride is huge. It's one of the things that we always deal with on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't go away. It's one of the things that's constantly there in our lives that we need to constantly overcome, because it's not going to go away. It's going to be there. It's a human, it's a sin. It's like one of the things that comes with the fall of man, I guess you could say. So the first thing we got to do is confess spiritual pride. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Admit when you judge others' faith. Who are we to judge somebody else's walk with God? Why do we think we have that kind of authority? And I've seen it a lot in churches that I've been to. I myself have done it, judged others on their faith. I'm guilty of it. And it's real easy to pick on somebody whenever. What is that scripture that take the log out of your own eye? When you notice a speck of dust in your brother's eye, you know, don't say anything because you got a huge log stuck in your own. You know what I mean? You got to take the one out of your own first. You know what I mean? It reminds me of that scripture, but all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Nobody's perfect, right? And at the same time, we don't know what somebody's walk is like. You know, even God loves our enemies. That's what it makes me think about too. Like, we have enemies and we want so bad to like hurt them or see them hurt, you know, or want to have revenge on them. You know, all the bad things that we're not supposed to seek for our enemies. The Bible says, pray for your enemies, you know, pray for those who persecute you. And in the church too, like, we could see another person that's a Christian, quote unquote Christian, like on YouTube. There's like celebrities that are coming to Christ, you know what I mean? Or these, like, there was this one like OnlyFans girl that came to Christ, this popular like redheaded girl. I don't remember her name, but like, we don't know what their relationship with God is like. Like, how can we? Yes, we may see it on the outside, what's going on, but at the same time, like when I first came to Christ, I wasn't perfect. I wasn't like not perfect. I wasn't like all the way wise right away like that. No, it's a process. It's a walk. You're walking on the path. You're not. Once you start on the path, how can you be all the way like toward the end or midway or whatever if you just started? You know what I mean? And it's sad because there are churches out there that judge people on their faith, and there's church leaders that do that. And it's sad because some people could be new to the faith and they're already being judged in their own house, in their own body of Christ church. It's sad to me. And I myself, that's one of the reasons why I tried different churches. Anyways, so the next thing is pray for humility. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Ask God to keep your focus on His grace, and He'll help you. When you ask God, excuse me, when you ask God for help and you're truly repentant, God will help you. He'll show you the way. Reading scripture is huge. That's one of the things that I fall back on, that I am reminded of whenever I pray for myself. Or I'm going through a situation, I'll remember a verse that I had read that reminds me like, oh, this is what the Bible says, and this is the right way to act toward this. Excuse me. I think it's in James. It says, ask God for wisdom, and he'll give it to you. Ask God for the Holy Spirit to help you, to help guide you in the right direction, and he'll guide you. So ask God to keep your focus on his grace and remember what he did for you. Jesus died on the cross for us. He did died on the cross for you. Remember the grace that we have, you know, and whenever we seek to like judge others and their faith, like, oh, they're not real Christians. Like, how do you know, dude? Like, from a distance, you're already judging them. You don't even know them, you know. So just keep that humility in mind, and keep God's your focus. Keep ask God to keep your focus on His grace. The third thing is learn from others in overcoming pride and spiritual life as a Christian. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, "As each has received a gift, employ it in serving one another as good managers of the grace of God in its various forms." That's right. Value the faith of other believers. Value the faith of all believers. Especially those, it makes me think about those who have been in the Lord for years and have wisdom. It's like we grow up wanting to disrespect elders or people that are older than us, like, oh, what do you know? You know, I'm an adult like you. Like, why do I have to listen to you? You know, you have that attitude. You go into your Christian faith with that as well. You got to be careful too, because not all old people that are in the faith are have been in the faith for years. This makes me think about my ADHD, my autistic brothers and sisters that are Christians. Super smart individuals, including myself. Like, I'm on the ADHD neurodivergent spectrum. Those believers can be easily passed off as, you know, dumb-witted. You know what I mean? As, what do they know? They're not popular. Or what do they know? They're the weirdo in the church. You know, it's easy to ignore them. I've been victim and subject of it in the church. Because I knew the Bible, and I would go around these other my peers, and they weren't necessarily living out their faith according to the Bible. And I would see this, and I'm like, wait a minute, guys, doesn't the Bible say this? Like, don't talk, like don't gossip or talk bad about your brother behind his back, or, you know, do whatever the case might have been. And I've experienced it in churches to where church leaders even make fun of those people that are socially awkward. And I have a heart for this and a passion for this, because I feel like our neurodivergent brothers and sisters are being treated the same way they were being treated outside of the church. They're being devalued because because we're socially awkward. We're being devalued because we wear the same shirt every week. You know what I mean? Like, dude, the superficiality that comes with secularism is in the church as well. So learn from others, which is the third tip that I'm on right now. Learn from others. Don't put yourself, humble yourself. And for instance, in my example, seek to understand how your neurodivergent brother and sister is, like how they think. You know, spend time with them, take them out to lunch, you know, figure out how they know so much about God and the Bible. You know what I mean? I mean, give them a chance. Learn the I mean, they're the body of Christ as well. And moving on, the last thing in overcoming pride and spiritual life as a Christian is boast in Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14 says, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, Excuse me. Point to Jesus, not your spiritual deeds. Ooh, come on. Point to Jesus. Jesus is the main example of how we should live our life, our faith in Jesus, our faith in God. Boast in the cross, boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Humility. Just think back. And it reminds me of how Jesus was. Excuse me, guys. In one of the other previous videos about pride, I was reading a passage where Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. Imagine you're a teacher at a school, you have 30 students, and you wash all your students' feet. Wow. Jesus was the ultimate example of humility. Died on a cross with all our sins, none of which he committed. The ultimate example of humility is Jesus. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus' example and being humble and being prideless. Thank you, Jesus. So thank Jesus. Point to Jesus in your spiritual deeds whenever you do something that you do something for the Lord, or you say you go help somebody, you go out of your way to help somebody, and they ask you why you're doing this. Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He taught me this. He taught me that going out of my way to help somebody is what it's about, is what life is about. You know, it gives you an opportunity to share the gospel. Your spiritual deeds gives you an opportunity to share the gospel of Christ, to share the good news of the Lord. So whenever you do something, you have a spiritual success, a spiritual deed, give the glory to God and give the glory to God and boast in Jesus. Boast in Christ. All right, so here's a key tip or a key takeaway that you can use, a practical takeaway that you can use in overcoming pride and spiritual life as a Christian. Memorize a verse like 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 31 to redirect pride to Christ's work. I'm going to throw it back at you guys. I'm going to pass the ball to you guys. How do you overcome pride in spiritual life? Have you dealt with it? How do you learn from others? How do you pray for humility? How do you confess spiritual pride? Oh, how do you overcome pride in spiritual life as a Christian? What has worked for you in the past? What do you continue to do in your overcoming pride journey in spiritual life as a Christian? I want to know in the comments. Let me know. Maybe there's somebody else that can relate in the comments. But anyways, here's another video related to this that might be helpful. Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot for watching. Have a good one. Bye.